Hi, this is Sam, and my learning portfolio year in review is going to be about tackling the social issue of food insufficiency in the Cincinnati area. So this last semester, I had the awesome opportunity to work with Cincinnati Golden Gloves, a boxing gym in the downtown OTR area, and I had an incredible opportunity to go ahead and make some great relationships with a lot of those student boxers and make some friendships and experience things that I never really would have experienced in my previous activities, and really got to explore a whole new side of Cincinnati that I really had never seen before, and build some fantastic relationships. When I was there, I noticed that a lot of these kids would come in and put extreme caloric outputs in the gym, and then not nutritionally sustain themselves with caloric inputs. So that was one of the biggest problems that I initially saw when I came into the gym as someone from a pre-health major, as a medical sciences student. So I thought about how I can change this, and not just a way that I could hand a kid a meal and feed him for that day, but then equip a kid or a student and boxer to go ahead and then feed themselves for the rest of their lives, to create an independent and sustainable program which would run without me even needing to be there. Not necessarily just to be lazy, but more necessarily to create a sustainable program. Sustainability really was the goal here with what I'm doing. So I am creating a nutritional class, collaborating with dietitians from Kroger, as well as a couple dietitians from other places, and creating a nutritional foundations course, teaching these boxers about the basics of nutritional foundations. What are proteins? What are carbohydrates? How can we use our food to make ourselves more healthy people? How can we improve our health outcomes? Things that kids will really get and wrap their minds around, and really teach them nutritional foundations. And then also going to go ahead and after the class, we're going to hand out about a shoebox full, a meal's worth of raw produce to the kids. And then we're going to post on our YouTube channel, on our cooking tutorial, a cooking tutorial of how to cook that specific meal. So now we're not only equipping these children with the knowledge to make more educated choices in the grocery store and kitchen, we're now giving them the skills and know-how, cooking know-how, and those types of things to create that produce, take that produce that they can buy at a much more affordable price point and turn it into a healthy meal. A lot of times a student boxer may be able to purchase 3 meals worth of raw produce for the same thing he would purchase 1 meal of a fresh, a warm meal from McDonald's or Burger King, say. You could buy X amount of chicken breast with that amount of money. It just takes certain skills and techniques and know-hows and a little bit of work ethic to go ahead and take that and turn that into a meal to eat. And that's what I want to equip these children with. Really, our main 3 goals are, first of all, we want to provide them with nutritional foundations, core nutritional foundations. We want to provide them with the ability to improve their health outcomes. Second of all, we want to provide them with the cooking know-how to provide for themselves at an affordable price point. It's really important that it is affordable, because a lot of these kids come from low-income situations. And thirdly and lastly, we'd love to provide the kids with one nutritious tasting meal per week, but that is not our main goal. There are many programs, however noble, that hand out meals to kids, which is fantastic. That's great. But so many kids that will only feed so many kids for just one day. Just one day. I'm looking to provide children with the resources to feed themselves for a lifetime. I want to change the culture in Cincinnati, the food culture. I want these kids to go ahead and then teach their kids how to cook, and then their kids to teach their grandkids how to cook, and kind of a domino effect. I want a very wide ripple effect of kids teaching others how to cook and how to create better health outcomes, not only for themselves, but for others as well. We're officially in the fundraising portion of our project. We have our GoFundMe page up and everything, and we have our YouTube promotional up. We're very excited about where it's going. Hopefully, God willing, the first class will be on July 11th, and we're partnering with a gym called Real Deal Boxing in the Mount Healthy area, which is a food desert, as Kroger has recently left that area. We're very, very excited about where it's going to go. I've experienced so many roadblocks, so many obstacles on my way here. I'm so happy that I've shown persistence. I've impressed. I'm very proud of the work that I put into this project, and I understand that there will be even more work demanded of me once I get to actually teaching the class. As we speak, I'm currently preparing the course, getting everything ready for our first class session, collaborative with dietitians, and figuring out what we want that first class to look like. We're excited about where it's going, and hopefully we'll be able to, within the next year or two, I'll bring more people onto my team and be able to expand it. And maybe a future goal would be not only to just provide for boxers in the Cincinnati area, but then open it up to children in the Cincinnati area. That's really what I've been working on. That's a social issue that I've been tackling. It's been a huge task. It's been harder than anything I've ever done in my life before. It's been more rewarding than anything I've ever done in my life before. I'm super grateful for the opportunities that have been presented to me and for the relationships that I've been able to form. And I can't wait to see where it goes in the future. Thank you so much. Have a great day.